Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
My grandkids love to tease me and taunt me. When we play old maid together, they joke, let's just say old grandma.
Oh, no.
Instead of old maid. I mean, yeah, they try to be mean. They'll claim that if I come into a room where they're playing, I'll yell, who made this mess? Yeah, I am the teacher and disciplinarian to my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
You used to say that to us when you were babysitting us.
Well, nothing's changed. My husband, Mark, claims to be gym and recess with the kids. Yeah, the easy stuff. But we have had the privilege of being close to many of them. 5 grandsons, 2 granddaughters, and 5 great-grandsons. Some on an almost daily basis.
That's incredible.
I feel privileged that I can get to know them, be of some influence, and teach them to be a grandparent.
Yes.
I admit, like you, I was a poor mother, too young, too immature, too naive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I use that word a lot. But as a wizened 81-year-old, I have at least had some experience, whether I learned anything from it or not. Who knows? Even though I can't remember what I did yesterday, I can tell my grandchildren what it was like when I was a child their age, or a young adult their age. And boy, are they surprised to hear that a candy bar cost a nickel. They can hardly believe that.
Oh, one. So they don't mind hearing these things.
Well, it depends on what it is. But our young grandchildren and great-grandchildren actually view us as friends. 8-year-old Thatcher calls Mark his best friend.
Aww.
And Waylon drew a picture of my beautiful Marky and a sunflower.
Was yes. The sunflower you?
No, just a sunflower. And Mark didn't look that much like Mark either, but it was just so sweet. We don't have to be hard asses like the parents. We can be friends. And Mark says it's our duty to undermine parental authority. That's why he served waffles with both maple syrup and ice cream for breakfast this weekend when we had 4 great-grandkids at the table.
They must have loved it.
He's a real rebel, that Mark. Yeah. And we get to relive our youth through the grandkids. They force us to dress up in costumes for Halloween. They compel us to take them to caves, wildlife sanctuaries, and parks. We weave potholders together.
You've what?
Oh, made potholders together. Yeah. We made a little solar oven to toast marshmallows. We played checkers and go fish. What do you do with your grandkids? You have 3 grandkids grown up now.
Yeah. Well, when they were young, I used to ask to have them for like 5 days in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
We used to go. One time I remember going to all these different kinds of water places, like a beach, a lake.
That's a good idea.
You know, a pool, so that they got to see different types of water places. And we would take them to play mini golf, and we'd go to festivals and go-karts. We would sleep out in the tent outside. I used to bring in tons of cardboard and say, make something out of it. Huh. And I'd give them masking tape.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd give them canvas and paints and say, go outside and paint something from nature. And we'd play games, and I'd give them chalk and say, draw on the part of the driveway. And we'd play croquet. They're all memories. And then at the end, I would have a book made of all the pictures I took. And
nice.
Not just on your phone. They were in a real book, and they could take them out even now at any time and take a look at what a grandparent should be like. And I'm hoping, I think you are too, to instill in our grandkids, this is what you will probably be like when you're a grandparent, because we're showing you.
So many kids don't have a grand, either don't have a grandparent, don't have a grandparent nearby.
Nearby.
Or maybe they have grandparents that they only see on very special occasions, like a, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, that sort of thing. But we attended school functions to cheer for them. We bought raffle tickets that they were selling. We paid for guitar lessons. We're their biggest supporters.
Yeah.
But how did we learn this? Because we had grandparents to show us the way.
Well, I don't know. Our grandparents, Janet, were out in New York. We're in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it was hard.
But we lived with some of those grandparents.
You did.
You did, too. You lived with them when Mom and Dad were split up.
Oh,
you
not for very
remember
long.
That.
No, for very long. But, yeah, you're right.
Well, anyway.
I do love
yeah.
them.
Well, I did go spend summers up in the Catskills with Grandma and Grandpa Barrett.
When you were a single child.
Well, they sent me away so that they could deal with the you other three. But Grandpa took me in his mail truck to deliver mail. That would never happen these days with insurance. He taught me to play chopsticks on the piano. We played checkers. Grandma made chocolate chip cookies and blueberry pie and lemon meringue. Grandma Crook had chickens, rabbits, doves. She made food to please my father. All good memories. But did you ever read Angela's Ashes by
yes.
Frank McCourt? You did?
Yeah.
I remember one part of the book. The kids had a grandmother, and they were going to go live with her. And she was like, what am I going to do with you? She made them sleep like out in this little entryway. It was cold. And she barely gave them any food. I was just like, I can't believe this. This is not what a grandparent does. And I remember that the boys had one big fantasy that they wished for. If we only had an egg.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
That's bad. So I have grandchildren that I will never really know because of geography and lifestyle. We'll never know them the way you know a person when you have had years of close interaction. But I'm so lucky I did get to be that kind of grandparent, and I'm glad that you did too. And you know, I know you're still close to your grandchildren, even though they're adults now.
Yeah, that's the important part. You're still in their lives.
Keep it going. We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Sometimes things aren't what they seem to be. Sometimes we see just what we want to see. Like a nearsighted monkey up a lemon tree singing, only bananas here are just for me. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Monkey on a pink giraffe. Mama asked the doctor, tell me what is that? The doctor said we better cut our dose in half. Bump, 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 bump. Down just to wrestle the bear. Everybody said that isn't fair. But Blue Jay whipped that bear, so he don't care. Bump, 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 bump.
Hollywood to crack a dog, you need your bone. Baby needs new shoes, but mama wants a phone. A big pearl necklace and a TV set. And you know whatever mama wants, mama gets. Folks, folks.